Good night, boys. Here you go. And Libby,
hey, always oh, special mention from Agro. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm very lovely to anyone that's got a bun in the oven.
You're sweet.
Libby, it's why he's so nice to Dobbo.
Yeah, well, exactly. As well. Many buns.
My very first rescue for you guys.
Yeah, this is awesome, Agro. Agro back, helping out Southeast Queenslanders. It's good to have you in here this afternoon, Agro. And I know, mate, that we had so many Southeast Queenslanders that needed a helping hand. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how you determine who you were going to help out for your very first one because there were so many to go through.
Well, generally I start with friends and relations and then I go down the list from there. But this is one that comes through. Let me just explain this one. Cassandra, Karen's a mum and her mum wrote in about Cassandra. Cassandra lost a baby a year or so ago and she's pregnant again now, due in a couple of weeks as a matter of fact. And what happens? The car stuffs up, which is a technical term. The car stuffs up.
Oh, no.
The mum's paid for the clutch already, but there's other stuff's got to be done to it. And before I can do that, I've got to find someone who can, you know, fix cars and stuff. I've done that. And then their computer goes down.
Yeah,
exactly.
Are they just irresponsible? Tony's just breaking things.
Hang on. They've got a broken car and a computer.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a bummer.
That sounds like my
luck.
Life.
Yeah, well, you can't live without a car and you can't live without a computer.
Yeah, that's right. A little one on the way.
That's right. So I rang Chris with a K.
Hello.
Hello, is that Chris with a K?
Yes, it is.
It's Agro with an A here. How you going?
I'm good, Agro.
Hey, listen, you are with the Anpol Auto Centre there at Darra, right?
Correct, we are.
I looked you up on Facebook and I was very, 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 very impressed, Chris.
We do everything from general mechanical, logbook servicing, tyres, brakes, steering, wheel alignments, you name it, we do it.
Well, I know what you're across what I'm trying to do here with Agro to the Rescue. I got a car that needs a look at. And I basically think I've just scoped me little ping pong ball eyeballs over it. And I reckon we need probably a muffler, a service, of course, a couple of tyres. Are you okay for that, Chris, with a K?
Mate, we'd love to help out.
Fantastic. Anpol Auto Service Centre at Darra there. How do I get this car to you? What's your address? Over.
Unit 3, number 18, Sudbury Street in Darra.
Okay. So that's the car fixed, thanks to Anpol, A-N-P-O-L, Auto Service Centre of Darra.
Hey, what a great bloke, by the way, Chris with a K.
Yeah.
You know, from the helping out, because a lot of the car mechanics you go to, they're Chris with a C, and the C doesn't even stand for Chris.
No, oh, right. It doesn't stand for clutch either.
Right. No comment. Then for the computer, I went to Better Home Living and spoke to Torben.
Hello.
Is that Torben from Better Home Living, Virginia, Cannon Hill and Redcliffe? Over.
That's right, Agro, yep.
Ah, you picked me in one. Now, you know what I'm doing with this Agro to the Rescue for Cassandra?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, well, their computer died. And, you know, if you don't have a computer these days, I'm telling you right now, life's not worth living, that's for sure. Particularly if you're having a baby in a couple of weeks.
Well, the good news is we've got a HP computer that we're happy to look after them with and make sure they've got one and get them all covered.
Oh, Torben, if my arms worked, I would hug you so hard. I would give you such a pinch. You're a lovely, lovely person.
Yeah, HP computer valued at $800, which will hopefully go a long way to getting them sorted.
Shut up and take my money.
Hey, this is great, Agro. Good on you, mate. This is fantastic.
So we've got the car fixed and the computer now.
When we come back, I'm ringing the mum, Karen. I don't have Cassandra's number at the moment, but I'll get it from Karen, and we do our very first Agro to the Rescue. I'm back.
Here he is.
Hey, Agro, look, I know, mate, you've already organised how to get the car fixed and to, or get a computer. Can I just say to Karen, who's Cassandra's mum, How great is it that she nominated someone other than herself? Because a lot of people did nominate themselves, and that's fine. But I think the fact that she's nominated someone else, it's just very giving, which is
very thoughtful.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, being a parent doesn't go away, I don't think. You know, like you'd do anything for your kids, wouldn't you?
Yes, especially when you're about to become a grandmother. This is good. I'm going to sit back. I can't wait to hear you break the good news.
Well, the sad thing is, her daughter Cassandra lost a baby a year or so ago, and you know. I can't imagine what that's like to get up and get over that and then be pregnant
again. Yeah.
Yeah, and then have the car go and the computer go. And this is not, you know, this is not what I would call a bowel-shattering aggro to the rescue, but it's a rescue just the same.
Who knew that aggro had such a big heart?
Not me.
Dobbo? We never knew that.
Not me.
You know.
He's a little puppet.
He doesn't shout around the office.
No, he's actually quite the opposite.
You were scared. Libby, you were a bit scared of me when we had the photos, Dave, and you were backing off like I was a clown or something. Yeah. Anyway, let's ring Karen the mum.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This could go on all day, Karen. It's Aggro.
Hello, Aggro. How are you?
Oh, yeah. You would have grown up with me on TV, wouldn't you?
Oh, come on.
I think she knows you from the nightclubs.
Yes, possibly.
Not the TV.
Now, you wrote into Aggro to the Rescue on the Luke Bradnam show.
Yes, I did.
Well, I got it nailed.
Now, oh, really?
Really. Now,
thank you.
First problem was the car, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the first problem, yes.
I would have done the clutch. You could have waited. Oh. I would have done the clutch.
But the clutch was going.
You had to do it. You coughed up your own dough. That's what parents are for.
That's what I know, aren't they, ever?
And Cassandra's been through enough, I reckon. So
he has.
I'm going to do... It needs a muffler, a service, a couple of tyres. Yes. I got that all covered.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
And what happened to their computer?
Well, she's got a one of those desktop all-in-one things, and that's all they were using as a TV, basically, because she's you know, gone through a bit of a rough time, and it died the other day.
Oh, no.
Just the day after the clutch and all the other things, and... She's also got a MacBook, you know, laptop that's been playing up on and off. And so she said the way the universe is just, things are all happening. She's not even going to try and turn it on to see if it works.
Thanks for better home living. I've got another one valued at $800.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I know. Now.
Oh, you were wonderful.
I know.
just tell her not to break it for crying out loud.
We're going to make the call now, so we're going to keep you on the other line and ring her.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Cassandra?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Now, don't hang up if I say my name, okay? I've had a lot of that lately.
Okay.
It's Aggro calling. A-G-R-O.
Oh, yeah.
The puppet, P-U-P-P-E-T.
Oh, yeah. I remember you from my childhood.
Oh! How old are you now?
I'm 29.
Oh! You remember me from your childhood?
Yeah.
Hey, you've had a bit of trouble lately with the car and the computer and everything, eh?
Yeah, just a bit.
And you, the baby's due almost any day, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm hoping tonight.
Oh, wow.
Little boy or little girl?
Little boy.
Do you have any names?
We do.
You're not going to reveal them?
It's definitely not aggro.
Okay, all right, maybe after this call it will be. Now, I got a letter from your mum.
All right.
Yeah, don't get nervous. And she said you needed a bit of a hand with that car of yours.
Maybe.
Yeah, so thanks to Anpol Auto Service Center out there at Darra. They're going to do service, put a new muffler on it, a couple of tyres, bring it up to speed.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Well, you got to have it right for when the baby's here.
Yeah.
And then she told me about your computer.
Yeah.
You had to give it mouth to keyboard. Well, I happen to get a computer as well from Better Home Living. one valued at $800. So that's covered.
Nice.
So how lovely is that of your mum?
That's really lovely of her.
Well, she's on the line, eh, mum?
Hello.
Hi, mum.
No, I don't. Yeah, so the universe might give you a bit of a break, huh?
And where do you find a mum like that, eh?
She's one in a million.
Well, this is your one chance. I'm going to hang up in a minute. Tell your mum how much you love her.
I will.
Oh, thank you, Agro.
Thank you, Agro.
You funny little thing.
The number of girls that said that to me.
I know.
Hey, and Cassandra, all the very best for tonight. And you might not want it for a first name, but you might want to sneak Agro in that middle name there somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, all right. I'll think about it.
All right. See ya.
When he cries, we'll call him Agro.
Yes. Good idea.
Thank you so much.